Excerpt from The Mountain Man's Bride by Gary Corbin. Barkley, Lehi slipped back down the few steps he'd climbed and collapsed onto the couch. You aim to tell me that somebody gone and gunned down an acting sheriff? His head weighed a ton, and his heart weighed 20. He held his head up with both hands. Sergeant Patrick made his way down the steps and slid his eyes sideways to catch Flynn's eye. You catch that? Flynn nodded and glared at Lehi. Catch what? Lehi fought dizziness, tried to get up from the couch, but collapsed back onto it. What are you getting at? Do either you or Ms. McBride own a gun, Mr. Carter? Patrick asked. Am I under investigation? Do I need a lawyer present? Good question. Do you? Patrick crossed his arms and leaned back on his heels. Where do you keep your weapon? Lehi scowled. Is my gun on that search warrant? Patrick chuckled. Didn't you read it? Lehi's dizziness passed, and he stood up from the couch. Standing put him less than a foot from Patrick's flushed face. Look, I understand you guys being upset and wanting to do a thorough investigation and all, and I want to cooperate as best I can. But if I'm a subject... We appreciate that, Mr. Carter. Patrick spread his hands. Now if you'd just show us where you keep your weapons. But if I'm under investigation, things will go much easier if you'll just cooperate. I'm going to need to have my lawyer present. Both cops froze and visibly darkened. So that's the way you want to play it, Patrick said. Hiding behind a lawyer, Flynn said. I'm not playing or hiding anything. I just want my rights protected, is all. As you probably know, I've been through this ringer with you folks before, and I want to know where Stacy's at, and whether we... I told you, Ms. McBride is downtown. Patrick put a hand on Lehi's chest and pushed him back toward the couch. And as for your rights, you have the right to sit down, shut up, and stay out of the way of our investigation. Or you can help us. Those are your choices. I appreciate the advice. Lehi pushed Patrick's hand away and stood up again. But I reckon I'd be better off taking advice from my lawyer in this situation. He stepped around Patrick, then Flynn, and headed into the kitchen. Flynn followed him as far as the doorway. Heavy footsteps, no doubt Sergeant Patrick's, trudged back up the stairs. Lehi searched his stack of business cards piled next to the phone, pulled one out, and lifted the receiver. He glared at Flynn. You mind? This is supposed to be a privileged conversation. Flynn shrugged and ambled into the living room. Lehi dialed the evenings and weekends emergency number on the card. This is Constantine Richards, said the attorney in his familiar monotone. Mr. Richards, it's Lehi Carter. I need your help. If this is in regards to the Barkley investigation, I may not be able to help you, Richards said. I'm already representing another defendant in the case. Another defendant? Seriously? Who? Richards coughed, a delicate sound commensurate with his patrician bearing. Your fiancé, Stacy McBride. Lehi stumbled to a ladder-back chair, leaned heavily onto its back with his free hand, and dug his fingernails into the varnish. He pressed the phone against his ear. Is Stacy... Do they think... She has not yet been formally charged, Richards said. Nor, to my knowledge, has anyone else. The police brought her in for questioning since, according to their allegations, she may have been the last known person to see him alive. That point, however, is still very much in question. Stacy was with Jared Barkley? Lehi pulled the chair away from the kitchen table and collapsed into it, bouncing off the edge of the table on the way down. A vase full of fresh flowers tipped over and spilled dank-smelling water all over the table. He let it drip onto the floor. Barkley's interest in Stacy had grown more overt in recent months, especially since her engagement to Lehi. She remained coy about their past, if they'd even had one. Lehi suspected that past existed mostly in Barkley's imagination, and perhaps Stacy's. She seemed to enjoy his attentions, but never mentioned spending any time with the man.